This is the Unapologetically Speaking Podcast with your host, Kiana. Don't forget to bring your bottle and your weed, because you will not want to miss this segment. Welcome back, and you already know it's the fucking biggest. Nah, welcome back, guys. I missed you guys. I don't know why I be acting like that. Every time I come on here, I be acting different. Like, I really do act different when I come on here. I miss you guys. That's why. Thank you. I want to say, before I even go into this, you know, everything I'm about to go all into, thank you for all my lovers, all my podcasters, all my listeners, all my supporters. All right? Thank you to all of you guys. Everyone in that order. All right? Thank you to everyone that is there for us. Thank you to everyone that's paved the way. Thank you to everyone that is going to continue to support us and help us go up. Thank you guys. I'm just so grateful, and thank you to everybody, because it's like, you know, my thing be, even though I don't be on here a lot, it's like when I do come on here, it's not like when I leave off, I don't have nobody listening. I got few people listening. I'm so grateful that, you know, you stay here, and the people that do listen, and y'all are the ones that push me to come on here and want to keep doing it. And I know that it takes a little long for me to drop one, but just build with me, stay with me, and I'm going to be doing them constantly. I promise you. I really do promise you. I really will be dropping them constantly. Just give me some time. Yes, I just wanted to say thank you to all of my countries that's listening, all these different countries that's out there listening. Thank you to everyone. I would also like to, you know, just take the time and say, we're here. We're here, bitches and niggas. You know, and people that is not, that don't fit under that category. But, you know, my bitches, y'all know who I'm talking to. Niggas, y'all know who we talking to. And others that don't classify under that, y'all know who I'm talking to. We here. We just here. All of us is here. All right? We all here. That's something to be happy about. And I just thank all of y'all for being here, and I'm grateful that I'm here, okay? So, we're going to be talking about, our icks and turn-offs. We're just going to be talking about the icks and turn-offs, and then more towards the end of that. You know, my birthday was April 9th, big Aries. I went to a few places. So I will be letting you guys know. If you guys do plan on sticking to the end of the segment, you will find out certain places that I went to and places that I am going to, because certain things do not expire until a month later. So yeah, I will be going to other, you know, the other locations later. So I'll be letting you guys know at the ending of all the locations that I will be going and where I went on my birthday. So yeah, I just wanted to say thank you again to all my listeners and all my supporters. And I love you guys. And thank you to all my new listeners. You know, I can't forget my new ones, my newbies. Y'all all are specials. My new ones are special too. My old listeners are special. The people that come and go, just like I come and go, y'all special. I love y'all. And we're going to get into the segment. Welcome back, guys. Yes, so today's subject is turns off and icks. We're gonna explain about like turnoffs. So turnoffs are, you know, things that you see people doing and it like mess up your whole mood, or like, you know, it turns you off. Not like in the sense of sexuality, but like, you know, it could be that too, but not that way. Specifically, so turns off. So it would be more of like my all right, so my turn off is I hate niggas in speed, not speedos, but those tight ass briefs. I hate a nigga in tight ass briefs. Oh my god, that shit looks like your mans can't fucking breathe. Your ass is fucking tight, can't breathe. That means all that fucking, like, if you fart and shit, that shit is hitting your balls and shit, and it's coming up your fucking back. I hate it. That shit really, ugh. I hate a nigga who's outside with, like, unknown sneak. Oh my god. Like, okay, I get it with females, because females, we get passed with a lot of shit. But niggas, y'all gotta come, like, if y'all don't at least have, like, name brand sneakers like Jordans, you know, the Balenciagas or whatever, dress to fucking impress. Like, Adidas, they be having, because before I even started getting all these name brand shit, I was wearing Adidas, and nothing wrong with Adidas, but you know, you gotta learn how to wear shit with certain shit. People be wearing Chata, and like, I'm not only saying that with people that don't have shit, I'm saying that with people that wear shit too, because people that have these shits don't know how to wear it too, and it'd be like, okay you got money, that's okay. But I'm saying, like, you gotta learn how to wear shit. And if you don't have money, like, buy some Nikes. Nigga, wear some whites. Some white ups. And no shit's not cheap, because, what? I think it's like 120, 130. I don't know. I don't wear them shits. But those are nigga sneakers. And these rappers be wearing them shits every day. Rappers be having 10, 20 pairs of them every show. Them niggas wear them shits once a fucking, like, I swear. I think I saw that on TikTok. No, Instagram, that I think T.I. or somebody else, they got, like every time they wear a pair of the white Uptowns or whatever, they only wear it one time and throw it away and got another pair to wear. Nigga, wear, get one of those. Get the Black Forces. And if you get them shit, stay far away from me, because, yeah, your ass is scary if you wear them black shits. Okay, I'm just saying, if you skip the whites to go to the black, you're scary. That's what I'm saying. But anyways, you do have other things to wear. Even if you get fucking UGG slippers, nigga, put some fucking UGG slippers on. Niggas is wearing them shits right now. Learn how to put some shit together. Those are $100. You know, get some Crocs. It's about to be summer. Put some fucking shit on your feet. Like, I just hate people that's walking around with rundown sneakers and shit that, and then it's like, I also hate people, let me see, damn, because I wanted to go with something with the sneakers, but the way I was about to say it, I was about to come at people, and I don't like coming at people. I do not judge people. I just, yeah, and you hear this, me judging, saying I don't judge people while I'm still judging people, that's me. I don't know, I'm a hypocrite. But anyways, yeah, I'm sorry. If you don't have it, I'm sorry. But it's just like, if you do got it and you just spending your money on weed, that's where I wanted to go with this narrative. You got the money, but you keep spending your money on weed. Nigga, who for is that? Yeah, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is people with unknown sneakers, I really don't like that. That really blow minds. Niggas that lie for no reason, like, you gotta lie for no, like, mind you, my ick is, I can be minding my business and a nigga come to you with a whole lie you did not need to fucking know. Like, they would sell you a whole story lying, like, bro, okay, like, and it's like, bro, lying for what? And it is like, once you opened your mouth, I knew it was a lie. Like, somebody said, okay, we're gonna go on this trip, my mother wanted to take me to this place, I want you to come. And it's like, me saying okay to it, and it, that was my thing, but I already knew it was a lie. Like, that's me. I don't know, with everybody, they tell me something, I always believe it's a lie. I don't think, like, people was, you know, honest with themselves, or honest. But, yeah, I automatically think it's a lie. So... I think it's me. It's more of a me problem. But I just knew it was going to be a lie. And look,
I'm still here, but anyways, still in my house. Anyways, yeah, that's one ick. I hate a nigga that lie for no reason, apparent reason. Like, lying for what? Another, like, bro, somebody told me that they fucking sister died. What are you telling me this lie for? Mind you, all right, so this is why I put this one as my, I think, my third ick, or my second ick. I don't know. I don't know what number I'm at, but yeah, this is why, because I go downstairs, I see somebody arguing, and like they arguing on the phone, and I'm not minding them no type of, like, you know, attention, because it's like, I do not like attention. You sitting there, you screaming, yelling, like, really, I'm on coming down on the elevator on the third floor. You would have thought that people was on the third floor up there yelling on that thing, and once you get lower, just keep getting louder and louder. Get off the elevator, the person on the phone screaming and yelling. So I'm like, you know, I walk past them, and I'm like, yeah, I do not like attention, and there's other people. I'm not gonna sit here, oh, what happened? No, they're gonna start looking at me. Oh, I do not like, you know, attention. So anyways, let them continue to argue. I went to my car, came back to the house, came upstairs or whatever. So they texted me like, oh yeah, if you wanted to know why I was yelling, yada yada yada, my sister got kidnapped and she died. And whoever my cousin kidnapped my sister, and now she's dead or something. And like that, the way he said that was like, I'm like, okay, sorry for your loss. But it's like, it was a lot. I know it's a lot. So like, niggas that lie for nothing, I just hate it. But yeah, that's the ick. Another ick of mine is seeing people with food in their mouth. Because me, when I talk to people, and I think I said this on one of my previous thing of keeping like eye contact when I talk to people, I don't necessarily look at them. And that's why I think I be getting all my jobs, because they be thinking I do eye contact. My trick is looking at their lips, and I always stare. Every time I talk to somebody, I stay looking at their lips. I do not look at their eyes. But anyways, I'm in your mouth. I'm looking at your teeth. I'm looking at your lips. I'm looking at around your lips. I'm looking at your chin. I'm looking at the bottom. I'm in that area when I'm talking to you. So if I am talking to you and you talking to me and there's food in your mouth, and it's like, bro, this is what I'm mainly looking at talking to you. And it's like, I don't know. It's going to throw my attention off of even having a conversation with you. And then leading from the having food in your mouth, talking with a stink ass breath. Oh my god, I hate a person. That's another ick. Having stink breath. Bro, if you know you're, oh my god, this one person, just every time, this one person, I just know this one person. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. This one person breath. And it's like, it could be the ending of the day, the middle of the day, and it would be on certain days too. Because the person breath don't stink every day. Well, when I was chilling with the person, because I don't chill with the person no more. I miss the person, but the breath could stay wherever the person's at. I bring the person back. But anyways, yeah. It was like, not every day the person breath stink, but yeah. It was like giving an old person smell. Like, if you ever smelled the old person breath, it was given that. Just all old in the mouth. It's giving yuck, old in the mouth. But yeah, on my soul, I don't like that. Anyways, what else is a ick? Oh my god, a ick. I think dirty sneakers, that should have been right along with unknown sneakers still. Dirty sneakers. Oh my god, I hate people with dirty sneakers. Like, you cannot wash it. Not even like if you know, because it takes you a couple of seconds when you take your sneakers off to wipe them down. But it's like, okay, you might be coming from a function. You might be, you know, lit as fuck when you get home. You don't got time to do that. Do it the next day. Or do it when you get your sneakers and about to go out. Wipe them down. Wipe them down. Wipe down. Wipe me down. Like, wipe it down. Do something. What else is it? When you can smell your house on, like, when you can smell somebody's house on them, like, and it's not giving, like, a clean house either. It's giving mothball smell, like, mothy. Yeah, I don't like that. Or when you go to somebody's house and they oh my God, bitch, if your covers stink, I'm getting the fuck up. I'm getting the fuck up. I'm not sitting on your fucking bed. Like, that's crazy. Your cover's thinking. Oh, my God. Or if it's dirt under the fucking covers. Like, yeah, I gotta go. There should be no reason I'm pulling fucking weed crumbles out of my fucking panties. Saying, no, it shouldn't be like that. Anyways, another thing that I don't like that is a irk. Like, if you are a grown-ass man catching feelings over playing a game with a female. Oh my God. Oh, like, all right, so this story, right? This one time I'm playing this game with somebody, right? Now, it was a man, and you know, we playing a game, playing Call of Duty. Shout out to Call of Duty, but no shout out to Call of Duty, because this is publicity. Boom. So yeah, so we playing that, and you know, we already was going in the games. Now, when you play the games, they got perks, they got schematics, they got weapons and stuff that you can craft your own self, like you could have on yourself before you get in the thing. But you know, I didn't know that. I just thought that once you get in it, you gotta find these shits, gotta kill shit, and whatever you take out is yours, and then you can craft it, whatever. I did not have that impression. I had that impression. So, I did not read that, you know, if you look through your missions, if you do your missions, they will give you all of the shits that you, like, all of the shits that, that you're gonna get from killing all these big zombies and just jumping into these zombies and stuff, they gonna give it to you. So I'm like, okay. So I found that out. But before I found that out, right, so we just went to the game, and then I guess that person already had some perks and stuff, but I guess that person didn't know as well as like, as I know now, that if you do the missions, they give you the schematics and stuff. So, but anyways, right, so we in the game and whatever, we know that certain people in the game, they drop you gifts, like, not drop you gifts, but they drop you certain things that they already have. So, because, you know, if they X-file it, it's not going to give them anything, pretty much. Like, if they already have it, they already have it. So that's it. So we in the game, and somebody come by and drop, like, a bunch of good shit. Like, when I say good, because you have the shit for your, to power punch your weapon, to take it from a gray to a green to blue to I think purple and then gold is the highest thing, and then it takes you from level 1 to level 3 pack punch. So you have those, like, 7 things in it. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is your perks, so that's like running fast, doing quick revive, it's like perks. And then the third one would be like the big, like the third and the fourth selection will have like more of your weapons and like dogs. Like, they have dogs there that can help you, they have plates that'll help you, like, you know, your armor plates that'll help you. So it's like the third and fourth selection, it was more of what the guy was like giving. So he was giving good, like dropping good stuff. Mind you, he dropped like 3 or 4 things. I think the guy I was playing with, he was running, So he saw him dropping stuff. So he dropped, ran, and took like two things, right? And those were good shit because he did not have it. He was like, oh shit. Like he was hyped that he got it. But then I had something too. I had, what did I have? I had the VR11, VR11, whatever. Yeah, VR11, whatever. But he got the fucking bike. I think it was a bike. And I think the bike and, if not the dog, he had the plate. Like, and the plate is, the plate schematic is basically every zombie you kill, it gives you a plate. And you only, you know, could have three plates on in the game. That's the max plate. So every zombie you kill is adding a plate to your thing. So you're guaranteed to not die. So he got that shit. But he's mad that I got a gun. And it's like, you know, he has the attitude. And it was like, oh my God, you're mad over a game. And then it was like to the point where, you know, the person had an attitude to where I was like, do you want it? Like, I was gonna say, do you want me to drop it? Like, I was saying that. I said, do you want me to drop it? And it was not like more of the way I was saying it. It was not like in a attitude way. It was like, because I knew he was mad. It was more of like, I'm just over it. You can have it. But he did not sense that. I'm like, well, do you want it? And yeah, so, because he was just going off. Oh, he was like, oh, I wanted that gun. That's the good gun. And it was like, oh, okay, at this point, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, so I don't like that. What else don't I like? I do not like when I see a well-put-together mother before their kids. Or a well-put before daddy put before the kids. That's one thing. No. If you feel like you gotta outshine your kid, or not even outshine, you gotta look better for your before your kid, or whatever your mentality is going, or like, oh, I gotta look good so I can pull me somebody so they can give me some money for my baby. Nobody's gonna give you no money for that. Cause bitch, we're gonna look at your kid and be like, oh, you can get yourself together, but your baby gotta look like shit. That shit. And it's not even saying me, I'm just saying the men. I feel like that's how the men should be. But you know, men is gonna fuck everything and everything moving, anyone moving. So that's on, that's between them and God. What else is another ick of mine is having crust in your eyes, going outside and like having like the spit shit. Oh my, yeah. Like, you know, like when you drooling and it's like a streak from your mouth going up looking like the fucking Joker. That shit is, I don't like that. I really don't. And then having the fucking crusties in your eyes and shit. And it's like, me, I be feeling them shits once I wake up. Like, that should be uncomfortable in my eye. And then it's kind of a satisfactory, like, when I'm rubbing it out of my eye and then it's scratching my face. That's, I don't want to sound nasty or sound weird, but that's like a satisfactory to me. Like, it satisfies me. So I just, like, gotta wake up and then, like, rub it out my eyes and whatever. And then wash your face so it won't be there. Like, and that goes to show, like, people don't wash their face when they go outside. Anyways, another pet peeve of mine. Oh, my God. I hate a nigga with a book bag. I've been saying this for the longest. I hate a nigga with a book bag. What's a book bag? It doesn't matter what type of book bag. It could be I don't care what type of book bag. It could even be that fucking fanny pack. I hate a nigga with a book bag. What the fuck do you got a book bag on for? The fuck? You got a bottle in your... Nigga, get that plastic bag. That means you planning on holding that bottle. And it's just going to be for you. You don't want to hold nobody. No, don't want to give your bottle to nobody. Or if you got weed in it, nigga, put that shit in your pocket. The fuck? Why the fuck? And then if you got that much weed in your fucking bag, the fuck? Stay the fuck home, you fucking drug dealer. You gonna go to jail. Don't bring none of that shit around me, because I'm not going to jail. Sorry, not the fuck sorry. I'm not going to jail. I've been to jail one time too many. Nah, I'm like, I've been to jail one time too many. I've been to jail, what? Got arrested. I got arrested one time. And, yeah. I was sitting on that bench. I went to sleep on that bench. Woke back up, still on that bench. Had to transfer to go sit on another bench. To go see another judge. To sit on another bench. Yeah, I'm done with that shit. Yeah, you won't see me in no jail. So, yeah, please don't come around with me. But I'll come to you to go get some, to get the drugs. But don't come to me or with all them drugs, because I don't know nothing. They gonna try to arrest people to be associate. Nope, I don't know nothing. No one. My name is not even Kiana. I don't know nothing. Sorry. But anyways, yeah, I really do hate a book bag. A book bag have a nigga. I really do. You might as well walk around with a brief. I mean, not a brief. What is it? A brief? Yeah, a briefcase. Might as well walk around with that shit on my soul. You might as well. I really did not need to say on my soul right there, but yeah. You might as well walk around with that. You might as well walk around with that, okay? What else do I hate? Like, oh my god. I hate a nigga with a weird ass. Oh, with a weird ass laugh. Like, never gonna lie, my boyfriend got the weirdest laugh. Like, he'd be like, ha 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 ha. Like, the way he laughs, he'd be like, ha 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 ha. Like, bro. And then it's like, you know, because I did have a friend before that she used to be weak at people who laughed at, who laughed weird. So it's like, it rubbed off a little on me. Like, now I'll laugh at people that's weird, but it's like, the way that he laughs is not even too, like, a weird category. It's, like, annoying shit. Like, nigga, are you laughing? Or, like what the fuck is you doing? It sounded like he wanna, I say, hey. Like, he wanna talk, laughing. Like, I don't like that. What else don't I like? I don't like ungrateful-ass people, right? I bought a pair of sneakers for somebody, right? Mind you, let me go into this whole thing, right? So, I bought this person a pair of sneakers, right? So, I go to the store and I call the person. I'm like, so I want to buy you some sneakers. So, whatever. I just want to see if these sneakers, you know, I'm describing the sneakers to the person. So, the person was like, okay, see. Like, the person was kind of saying, like, you know, they like it or whatever. So the person was like, send me the picture and send me some other sneakers. But at the moment, I was not sending him other sneakers. I was sending him the sneakers, the person, the sneakers that, you know, that I saw at the moment that I'm standing in front of. And then it has different colors of it. So I'm just showing the person the sneakers or whatever. The ones that I got was green, so I'm showing the person it's green. So they like, it's cute or whatever. So I'm like, okay. So we talk about the size. Now we're on the phone confirming the size or whatever. So I get the shoe and then I go take the sneaker to the person, right? After I take the sneaker to the person, now they got a whole attitude. Mind you, what is your attitude about? Nobody, like, I'm asking the problem. What's the matter? No problem. No matter. Okay, no matter. I mean, no problem. You don't got no problem. I go to the store, come back. The person's still having an attitude. So I'm like, what is the problem? So now it's, oh, I don't like these sneakers, and these sneakers are fake, and yada, yada, yada. Like, bro, I was so bad. I took them sneakers so fucking fast. Like, bro, people are so ungrateful. I swear. And it's not like, it's not even the ungrateful part. Like, bro, what was the reason? What was the reason of you even doing all of that? Is my thing. What was the reason? If you ain't like the sneaker, you should have said no when I was on the phone. When I sent you the picture. Oh, Okay. Like, I just don't like people. I just don't like people at all. But anyways, that is a ick. Ungrateful people. What else is, I hate lying. I already said that, lying for no reason. No, but the lying that my mother do, I just hate her type of lying. Her type of lying is like unforgetting, like it's forgetting lying. It's like she will lie. Okay, so this is an example, right? So let's say we having a conversation about cooking. So we're talking about cooking or whatever, and we mentioned what we gonna eat, like either the chicken or let's say ground beef or whatever. So we're like, we make the decision to make chicken, fried chicken, boom, right? Now let's say that's the ending of the conversation. We like gonna make chicken, gonna make whatever we gonna put with the chicken, right? We're going like, okay, boom. That's the end of the conversation. 4 hours later, she come in the room. Kiana, did you take the chicken out like I asked you? Like, girl, what? Like, I swear to God, I cannot make this up, bro. What? When did you ask me to take the chicken out? Like, we only had a conversation of what we was going to eat. After you left out my room, I thought that's what you was going to do. I ain't even like, bro, what? Like, it'd be so fucking funny. It's so fucking funny. Like, her type of lying. I just, like, hate lying, period. But her type of lying is just, like, it just get on my nerves. I can't take it. You can't take it, okay? Me can't do it. I know. Me can't. What else get on my nerve? You know what get on my nerve? Dogs. Dogs sometimes. Like, oh my God. A dog taking a shit? I never knew a dog using the bathroom so much will get on my fucking nerves. Like, and I don't even know what this dog ate, but it was like, I don't know. All I know is that this dog ate something. Now, it was the time my boyfriend left out the house, right? He was leaving out. I went to go lock the door. So, in the midst of me locking the door, and that 2 minutes, because I waited for him to come, the elevator to come, he gave me a kiss, whatever, locked the door, he shit it on the floor. I picked it up. Boom. Now, I go use the bathroom to go take a fucking piss. And I think, I did take a piss because it was not that long, because I was about to say I played a game while I was in the bathroom, because I be playing Call of Duty Mobile, and that's enough fucking Call of Duty publicity they're getting from me, because I really need my sponsorship with them, because I play a lot. But anyways, yeah, so I was about to say I was playing the game, but no, I don't believe that I played the game, because every time he leave, I be leaving my phone on bed and shit, and I be turning the game on and playing it online. So yeah, I didn't take my phone in with me. It was not even 2 minutes. Yeah, so I came back, he took another shit. I'm like, what the fuck? So while I'm cleaning that shit up, I took all, like, because I was throwing the shit bags in the garbage, so I took the whole garbage bag out and threw it in the incinerator, go wash my hands, and then I go heat my food up, because these dogs, I'm like, okay, they shit it, boom. Go heating my food up, get my food in here. On my way coming back, I'm like, I know that's not shit, because I started smelling that shit. It was shit on the fucking floor. I was over it. Picked that shit up. I ate my food, went to sleep, because that shit really blew my, right? Woke the fuck back up, shit it twice. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. No more, like, I can't. That shit really, that's an ick of mine. That's my turn, like, my really turn off. It's an ick. So now, let me see. Turn offs as in, let me see, sexuality side. Because I did say, you know, it's not all turn offs. It's like, you know, icks. that is sexualized. So there are some that is like an ick. My ick is not knowing where the fucking clitoris is. The fucking shit, the main fucking reason you're down there. The only reason you're down there. Like, literally, the only fucking reason you should take your face and put your tongue and lips around that area, or put your hand down there, is to be around the clitoris. That's the only thing that you should be doing down here. Okay, I give it to you guys if you want to be a little spontaneous, you know, kiss around and kiss on the outer lips and around the thighs and shit. But no, when your actions, when you get between the thighs and then the lips, is to entertain that clitoris. Okay, Clitoris Jenkins, whatever the fucking last names. Yeah, Jenkins. You're supposed to fucking entertain Clitoris Jenkins, okay? That's it. Shoot some dice with the bitch, okay? But if you cannot locate that, you should not even call yourself a man. You should not even want to, not even say a man, but you should not even want to try to have sex. You should not even want to, because, you know, okay, I was about to say you shouldn't even want to, you know, put your hand down there, because, like, yeah, you should not want to put your hand down there because you don't know what you're touching. If you don't know what a clit is, you should not be wanting to fuck, because, bro, that's going to be selfish. You're going to get your shit off and the girl can't get her shit off. Nigga, no. And then it's worse when a nigga have a fucking toy and still don't know what a fucking spot is. That is, oh my, that is really a ick. What is another ick? Another ick is when a bitch cannot admit, like, no, that's not even an ick. An ick is when a bitch know her competition, but really don't have no competition, because a bitch, I'm not competing with no bitch, okay? If I know a nigga got a bitch, that's you. Okay, bye. I don't give a fuck. I'm not saying, like, you know, I don't give a fuck as in I want the nigga still. I'ma still be talking to nigga. That nigga got a bitch. Okay. I'ma go about my life. So for a bitch to know that, and I did not know that he was fucking with a bitch, but you know that he was fucking with me, but you don't like me because of that simple fact, is something that I don't like. Because, bitch, I don't even know you. I didn't even know y'all was fucking. But you don't like me because I don't know that you know. I did not know that y'all fuck. That's why you don't like me. Okay. Okay. But anyways, yeah. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like a nigga that lies on his dick. Like, I'm not gonna lie. You know, I did something that when I was younger, I was not proud of. Because, you know, when I was younger, I was sexually assaulted by a family member. And then it was like, you know, with that, it's like, I had that type of mindset. Like, okay, the shit that I was doing was okay. So, but I'm going to make that one into a different subject. Anyways, a different topic. But anyways, I did something I was not proud of, right? And it was with somebody. And now, I'm not going to lie. They gonna call a friend, like the person that, you know, I was doing something with, gonna try to call a friend, was like, yeah, didn't you, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I'm like, yeah, call that nigga, cause I know from, like, I know down on in my heart, I'm, swear to God, I know I ain't do nothing with that nigga. So I'm like, yeah, call that nigga, like, I swear. Call that nigga, this nigga was scared to, like, shaking his boots. He ain't want nothing to do with this, like. Yeah, I know I ain't do nothing because that nigga didn't want none of this. He ain't know what to do with this, all right? So, boom. That was my mindset. Like, bro, he was scared to even come talk to me. Like, you know, he ain't know what to do with this. Like, And I'm like, yeah, call him. Like, bro, I don't give a fuck. But it was like, yeah. Because I know what the fuck happened. So we on the phone. And he like, yeah, she did. And we did this. And yeah, we was doing it. I'm like, oh, wow. These niggas really lying. It's like, bro, if you can lie like that in front of people, like, that shit goes to tell you, that niggas is going to lie regardless. And it's okay. It's okay. Because it's like, that's crazy. It's really crazy. Because it's like, bro, I'm sitting here confirming shit. Like, yeah, I did do this with you. And then we calling somebody else to confirm. And then you sitting here lying. Like, bro, Bro, I really don't. Like, at the end of the day, you even lucky I'm on this phone with y'all, because I'm still making more money than y'all. I got more than y'all. Like, let's keep that. Yeah, so that was more of me clearing myself. I've been doing a whole lot for myself, clarity for myself. And it's like, yeah, so I really do hate niggas when they lie on their dick. What else do I hate? I hate niggas that be acting like they got it and don't. I really do. Like, a nigga could be like, bro, a nigga get money, right? This whole time they drinking water. About to drink piss because they don't got no money. Whole time they drinking water, right? Once they get the little bit of money, they go buy a fucking Diddy, that, what is that for? The expensive ass liquor, some big ass packs of weed. Bro, you don't want no juice in the house? You don't want to buy some Kool-Aid for when all this shit go on? You gonna need something to drink later? Like, bro, niggas don't be thinking. I really do be hating when niggas do that. Be acting like they got it when they get that little first pickup. Because they only get it on the 1st and the 15th. Let's be honest. EBT, eat better. We eating better, okay? Yeah, let's talk about it. What else don't I like? I don't know. I think I covered most of it. I really don't like a nigga on a fucking scooter. I don't like a nigga on a bike. I really don't like a nigga pushing, like, nothing. I don't like a nigga hands on the handlebar, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. I just don't like it. Like, because if your hand could be on a fucking bike handlebar, and your hand could be on the scooter handlebar, your hand could be on 9 and 2 on a fucking car, in a car. Like, let's be honest. Like, that's just me. I'm sorry, but not sorry. And this is just the unapologetically speaking. Okay. Hello. No, I really do hate that voice. If you watch Now That's TV, there's this girl that's Heaven. Her name is Heaven. And she's really trying to brand off of that hello. And that shit is so fucking annoying, because I forgot who hyped her head up. Somebody hyped her head up. It was like, because that hello you do, I live for it. And then she just been, oh, I'm trying to brand that hello. No, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, bitch, or you're gonna have to run this fade. Run this fade with me. Nah, I don't wanna fight nobody. I'll just be talking my shit. Heaven, you be doing your shit. Go fight the people that wanna fight you. I don't wanna fight you, okay? Okay. Even though I'm not ducking no fade, I'm not calling no fade out. That's what I'm saying. I just saying I don't like the hello part. Okay, but anyways, yeah, I've been watching Now That's TV, and that hello shit, yeah, I don't like it. But yeah, I don't know what other dicks don't I like. Oh, I don't like, and the only reason why I'm saying this is because I just Now That's TV, and that's gonna be the end of that, because that's not no no free publicity either. But anyways, yeah, spitting, because it's a whole lot of spitting that goes on in that show. That's a spit. Oh my God, that's an irk of mine. That's a turn off. But not in a sense like this. All right, so it's two types of spitting, right? It's the spitting while you're talking. If I am being showered while you talk, it's a problem. I do not want your inside fluids on me at all. And I do not. And the other turn off with the spit is, like, you know, somebody physically spitting on you. Like taking the time to cough that shit up and hold it and force all that shit out their mouth to force it to... Oh, my God. Oof. Oh, my God. I can't. Oh, my God. I just can't. And I get it, because certain people be fighting, and there's no rules to fighting. But spitting, that's just going to make me really get the fuck up and go crazy. That's going to make me, like, okay. Like, at first, I be playing when I be fighting. But when I really get, like, I think, like, if you really want me to get to that hawk mentality of really rock person, yeah, that spitting will set it off. I swear to God. It's going to be to the point where people drawing guns is gonna have to have me off of her, or people having weapons on me to get in off of somebody, because that's been, oh yeah, that's really an ick. That's the ick of mine. People spin on people bullying people, that's another ick. People bullying people, like, bitch, you as a person cannot be this miserable to be sitting here trying to bully somebody. Like, and they be grown ass people too, like big bullies, and they be feeling like it's funny and it's like good to do, and they don't be having any worries, like, oh, I don't care what I'm gonna do to this person. Like, bitch, you big ass grown ass bully. I hate bullies. I really do hate bullies. At this big age, you wanted to be a bully, and you stayed to be a bully. Because I believe that you was a bully from the youngest to now. Like, being in school type shit. You was a bully in school, and you just kept on being bullied. Or it could be you was being bullied when you was younger, and you got bullied, and now you started bullying people now. Trying to, you know, fill in those people. Trying to bully and fill in that, you know, that type of space that... Or you trying to fill in that void where you was bullied. Like, bitch, go bully the people that bullied you the fucking place. The first fucking time. Nigga, leave these innocent people alone. I be hating bullies like that. I really do. What else? I hate all bullies. Niggas, I be hating bullies like that. I hate all bullies. Alright. What else? I just really went off topic with the icks, like the turn offs, because I was talking about sexuality. I mean, sexual stuff, sexual icks, just now, and I just went in a whole different direction. But anyways, let's get back to the sexual icks, okay? The sexual icks that I don't like is when a nigga wants to put in your ass. That's one thing. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I had a couple... ever since I had that anal podcast, it was like, I had a whole lot of thinking. And it's like, a nigga that is just so fiending to put his penis in your ass should offer to eat your ass. Don't keep offering, oh, when can you do this? When do you want to do that? Like, bro, you eat ass, you probably will get ass. And that's a big probably, because you got to work, like, you got to work with it. You got to put your finger in it. But that was a long time ago, okay? Because I still don't do that. I don't know. The most you can do is put a finger in my ass. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I just think that people got their own personal likes from certain things. Just me, I don't know. For me, I just feel like that's where shit comes from. Why do you want to pump your penis? Like, why do you want to pop your dick and that ass? Is something that is not, I don't know. It's just somebody gotta physically sit there and explain it to me. Another thing that I don't like, an ick, is where a nigga just that try to just eat coochie and then fuck and that's it. A nigga that don't know how to, like, really fuck. Like, a nigga, you gotta sit there and teach niggas how to fuck. And that'll show, I swear to God, that'll show you that niggas grew up in the fucking, in the hood. Because that's all they do, is just wanna fuck, eat coochie, and that's it. Like, they be satisfied over that. Like, bro, I don't know. It was just one time. Whew. Let me just tell you. Okay? Let me just tell you. This nigga was older than me. Yeah, he. You just gotta learn how to. You just gotta learn. I don't know, cause even thinking about it, he just thinking about it. Oh my god. Yeah, just know, like, when I came, like, first of all, we went to the hotel, and I came there. He was just getting off the shower. I'm like, okay, you know, putting my clothes off. I mean, taking my shoes off, jacket off, and I'm like, let me get a shower. Shit, fuck it, bro. And this was like a. And that was, like, my first time going there with him. And then, you know, we fucked, like, 3 other times. But then we had to stop because, yeah. Yeah, we had to stop. I had to stop because he still be texting me, like, what you doing? He texted me, like, what you doing? I had to lie to him, like, you know, because, yeah, whatever. And... yeah, that was that. Because he's crazy. But yeah, let me tell you that you gotta learn, know how to do certain things. Him getting in that shower showed me that, you know, he's clean. You know? And then, you know, once I got out that shower, went to that bed, we smoked a little bit. And then, yeah. We did what we did. But just know, that was a big difference from just pumping. Because when we do the pumping, this coochie good up. Okay? This the tight boom boom, tight punani-nani, tight punani-nani. This that good shit. And I know that. Because I only have a few mouths. Not on 10, not on, like, my number's not above 10. Let's say that. My number's not above 10. And with the few niggas that I do have, that is because... My number is not because of 10, because, okay, this is how I know my coochie's good, because my number hasn't been above, can't get to 10, because of all the niggas that I did fuck with, it's like either long relationships, niggas really coming back, like, really, really coming back, don't want to let me go, like, when you got a good coochie like this, and that shit just goes, like, I had a relationship with, and I had... what, 7 relationships inside of 1 relationship? Like, make that make sense. I had a 4-year relationship, a 3-year relationship. Inside of this 13-year relationship, I had a 3-year relationship, 4-year. Like, bro, yeah, when you have good coochie, shit like that happens. Not to brag, but shit like that happens. So it's like, you know. But yeah, let me see, another ick of mine is a nigga that would complain about you having your coochie. Get away from my dog. I'm sorry, I'm talking to Deuce and Sadie. They over there fucking peeing and he wanna try to sniff her while he pee. Like, both of y'all peeing, mind y'all fucking business. Anyways, I'm sorry. But yeah, another ick of mine is when a nigga talk about, you know, ask you about shaving and whatever. Like, nigga, you gonna suck on whatever the fuck I pull out these pants. No ditty for y'all niggas that be thinking like that. But yeah, there's no ditty over here. Anyways, because this is nothing but 75,000 pounds of good coochie. And I'm literally that. 75,000 pounds. Yeah. Miss fat. That's why I swear to god that's why I never wore shorts, or I never wore leggings when I was younger, because I was so embarrassed of that. I'm still embarrassed. You would not see me with no fucking leggings or shorts on and like showcasing that because it's just so fit. Yeah. I don't like it. But anyways, yeah, nigga, don't complain about what I've got in my pants. Do I complain about your fucking hairy ass? Not hairy balls, because I do not do no hairs, but they do be having like hair on the surface of they, of like, you know, they mans. Just a little bit. I do not be complaining, so don't say shit. Right. I hate that. Like, you complain about my coochie? Is you? Because I'll go give it to somebody else. Have you crying in a room. Crying. Nah, let me stop. But, yeah. What else? Another pet peeve is somebody taking shit and not replacing it. Like, if I got a whole bucket full of tea, and you come to my house. Now, I'm talking about the packets of tea, right? Like, hot tea. I got a bucket full of teas. And you come to my house, you love teas, you drink all my teas, but only the flavors that's good for you. You leave the nasty flavors. You're not allowed to touch my shit. I'm not bringing you no more. You can't know where none of my shit is at no more. That's the shit I don't like. That's a pet peeve of niggas being inconsistent of other people and only thinking about themselves. Yeah, I think that's all I got for right now. Today is April 14th. It's literally been like 5 days since my birthday. Big Aries in this building, the biggest on my soul. I really need to stop saying that. Like, I really do. But on my soul, the biggest. No. Just, you know, fuck a Aries. I'm like, fuck a Aries. I was about to cancel myself. Chill out, Kiana. But fuck a Taurus. All the way until May 1st. That's when y'all come in. Okay? Because I be feeling like my birthday's on the 9th. And I be wanting my birthday on the 1st. So it could go from the 1st until, you know, the ending of April. That's Aries for me. Okay? And then here comes y'all Taurus on May 1st. That's how I be wanting to feel. But anyways, yeah. My birthday, I was so tight. And that's another thing too. That's why I be wanting to, well, for this month, for this year, that's why I wanted to celebrate for the rest of the month. But I be doing that shit for the all the other birthdays, for my birthdays. I be trying to celebrate for the rest of the month. And I do. But anyways, yeah. Because anyways, I was sick. I was in here dying. Dying. I had the chills on my birthday. I was shivering. My teeth was it was cold in here. And that's what's crazy, because my AC was off. And all I did was take a sip of the juice. And I guess it was cold too. It had like little pieces of the frozy ice, like the little icy ice in it. And I don't know, I took a sip and I was under the cover, like my legs was under the cover. It was just like my arms was it. And all I know is that I couldn't fucking stop like shivering. Like, you would look at me like if we was talking and I just took a sip of juice and I just started moving and jumping and shit. Like, it was just so crazy. Like, that was a little stroke right there. Nah, but I just was so cold. Like, I couldn't. I put a little blanket over me that my sister bought me for my birthday. And then I put my other blanket over me. And I still was under the cover cold. Like, I couldn't. I had to put my whole body, like, my whole face under that shit. But, yeah. I be wanting to celebrate the whole month. But, yeah. Big Aries. Let me see. What do I want to tell y'all? Oh, yeah. So, I wanted to also let y'all know, like, you know, because it was my birthday, I will let you guys in on
you know, certain things, certain places that I went for my birthday, and certain things that y'all can go for your birthday. So, for my birthday, on my birthday that I did go, like, that I was able to go and physically get, was only my strawberries, my chocolate covered strawberries. Now, I love me some chocolate covered strawberries. And that's it. Like, I love me fruits, because let's not get it, you know, twisted. I love me fruits. And when I got my edible arrangements from them, they gave me the strawberries, they gave me bananas, and they gave me the apples, right? But last year, they only gave me strawberries, and I love me strawberries, but this year, they gave me the assorted one, and that was also cute. But I love strawberries. Like, if I had to pick a fruit that was dipped into chocolate, it would be strawberries. Now, if you love me and you want to give me some, you know, chocolate-covered strawberries, please do that. Don't be creative and try to give me infused chocolate with strawberry. Please don't do that. I don't like... No, you're gonna waste your money. I don't like that. The only other thing that I eat other than chocolate by itself is the chocolate, what is it? The almonds, but that's it. That other, having an orangey chocolate shit, no. Great chocolate with raisins, no. I just like strawberry dipped in chocolate. And I'm not trying to be mean. If you want to give me that, I mean, you can give it to me. I'm gonna give it to somebody else, but... Because I don't like it. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be honest. Being honest is what I do for now. But yeah. What else did I have to say? I mean, what else did I go? I think 2 days after, I went to Sephora. They give you like these little birthday kits. You do not need to pay for anything. It is free. I went on the line and... You know, just went up to the cash register. She was like, what's your birthday? I mean, what? You know, she asked me what I wanted. I'm like, my birthday gift or whatever. She asked for she asked for your phone number. And boom, you got that. I got to check my Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if I have that account. I think I do. I should. Yeah, I do. But you should have something from... Bed Bath and Body Works or Bed Bath and Beyond. Let me go check right now. Yep, you do. And I did not know that until just now. So, boom, we finding shit out together. So, this would be like a whole month of, I think, like you have a month for it to expire, basically. So you get like a little $9.95, $10 gift from Bed Bath and Body Works. You get a gift, I already said edible arrangements. You get a gift from Starbucks. When I went to go get my Sephora, I went to go get my Starbucks from Sephora. I'm going to go get my drink from Starbucks. They asked you, what would you want to drink? And I thought they was trying to be funny because, oh, they was funny. That's crazy. They are funny for that. But let me see something. They took my gift card. Or did I go get... Oh, no, never mind. That was me. I'm sorry. I was about to lie like that, and I don't know why I did that. But, yeah, when they ask you about... when you go there, they ask you about, like, what do you want and what size. And that's why I thought they was, you know, tricking me because, bitch, I'm not coming here for nothing free, and you going to ask me for something what size and it's free? Nigga, give me the biggest one you got, right? But anyways, that's what I said. I was like, he was like, what size or whatever. I'm like, what size do you have? He's like, small, medium, large. Large, thank you. Large. Like, don't play with me. Large. But yeah, I got the large for my birthday. what else do I got? You could go to,
Krispy Kremes. They got, they give you 3 free donuts. I think it's, let me see, Crumble Cookie or Chip City. I think it's Chip City. They give you 1 free donut. I mean, 1 free cookie. Yeah, they give you 1 free cookie. Let me just double check for you guys, because I do not want you guys coming back and chopping my fucking heads off. I just want to give you guys the right information. Let me see, let me see, let me see. And still credit my orders. Because where is my... I think it's in Crumble. I really do think it's in Crumble. Yep, it's in Crumble, I think. It's in one of these, because I'm trying to check, and I don't want to take all the time just looking for... Okay, yes, it's in Crumble under vouchers, okay? So, in Crumble, for you can get 1 free cookie, and yes, I didn't go get my free cookie yet, so I will be going to get my free cookie. I will be going to get my my Bed Body... Bed Bath and Body Work soon. Do Shake Shack give you a gift? Let's see. What else give you? I think Pink give you a gift, like Victoria's Secret. Pink give you a gift. McDonald's give you a gift. Dunkin' Donuts should give you a gift. But when I went to go check, all right, so this is what happened, right? I was just on my phone regularly, and I saw something pop up. Like, you know, you get the notification that dropped down, and it says something for your gift, and I pressed it immediately. But then I was not thinking, and I exit out. And then when I went to go, like, I guess when I went to Dunkin' Donuts to look for the birthday gifts, because I know I had one last year, I go look for it, and it's not there. So I don't know what are they doing. They supposed to give you... they're supposed to give you one for your birthday, a something for your birthday. McDonald's, they do give you something for your birthday. I don't know what they give you. I think, let me just see, let me look. My shit expired today, and I'm about to go today. Celebrate a choice of 1 free item, so I get to have anything. So yeah, I get to have anything, and yeah, I'm about to go to McDonald's right now. Yeah, because we're not doing that. Chick-fil-A, they give you 1 free dessert. Let me see. They give you 1 free dessert. Yep, 1 free dessert. And that is all that I have for my, like, for my things that I want to go get. If you guys do have any more... free locations for birthday gifts, let me know, guys, and I will let you know, share it to my Instagram platform. I will be uploading to that very soon. Let me see, do I want to let you guys in on a little tea? I do want to let you guys in on a little tea on why, like, you know, it's been a little procrastination, because my procrastination is, like, the worst. It's the drug. It's the most, it's the most drug that I'm addicted to right now, because, you know, weed is drugs too. So let's just clear that away. So yeah, procrastination is my drug. And it's more like more with procrastination and more of procrastination and depression. But, you know, recently me and my boyfriend had a fight, and, you know, hair got, you know, pulled out of hair, out of head. So my hair was pulled out and whatever. But, you know, it was like more of with that hair being pulled, it was more of like okay, that's the start of me to cut my hair, because I've been wanting to cut my hair, like, years and years. I've been wanting to cut my hair. I've been needed to cut my hair. I've been wanting to. So it was like, okay, when I cut my hair, and then when I cut my hair, because, like, I was just looking at it, and I could have hit the little bald spot or whatever with the braids that I had in, but I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna just
cut these shits the fuck out. Like, I cut it out. I literally cut my head, my hair off. Like, I won't say bald, but I won't say I got hair to put it in a ponytail. So, yeah. I cut it short. And be lucky, because y'all know, be clapping. Y'all got the tea, okay? Y'all got the tea. Y'all the only one that know that I got my hair pulled out. I mean, that got my hair pulled out. Oh, my God. That's the tea for you guys right there. That's the tea right there. No, the tea was supposed to be that I cut my hair. And you guys are the only one that know, because nobody else, you know, that's close to me know that I got my hair pulled out. Oh, my God. That I cut my hair. What the fuck? Because everybody in my house know, you know, that we had a fight. And then, you know, he pulled my hair. But I'm just saying that I cut my hair and I didn't tell nobody I cut my hair. But I do got my wig, so I will be wearing wigs for a couple of months. And yeah. And the thing is, if y'all bitches think that y'all gonna be listening to this podcast and walk up on me, yeah, just know the energy from Now That's TV washed on me. And yeah, just watch and just play your play. Just play if you want to. Okay? Don't be surprised if you fly. I'm just saying. But anyways, I know y'all not gonna do that. I'm just saying. If y'all really feeling like y'all really one of those people, please don't do that. Because it's gonna be bad for both. I'm gonna be mad. It's gonna be mad. It's gonna be bad for me. Because you just pulled my fucking hair off. And I'm bored under here. And then it's gonna be bad for you. Because you're gonna be fucking knocked out. Look at you. Looking knocked out. Like, looking knocked out. Like, I don't even know how to say it. But, yeah. Please don't. If you don't, try. Please don't. I think that is all for you guys. The next segment. The next segment, I'm going to tell you guys anyway. It's just going to be a little simple of what's in my bag. I think I'm going to just do that tomorrow. And I'm only saying what's doing that because, you know, I am not home right now. I am away. So, it's certain things that I got in my bag that y'all need to... that is funny. And I'm like, I need to... Before I even tell them about what's in my bag, let me tell them about this podcast. And do this podcast real quick. So, yeah. It's gonna be what's in my bag. And I think I'm gonna do that tomorrow. So, yeah. Let's just end this here. I see you guys tomorrow. Bye.